The Cavs get their first game in the NBA Finals series with the Warriors. It's 2-1 Golden State after last night's big Cleveland 120-90 win. And covering the finals for us, our sports expert, Ribby Paltz, who joins us now from Ohio. Hi, Ribby. How you doing?
How you guys doing? You got the good?
Yeah, we got all the good.
Strong
in it?
We are.
Yeah, you going all around? You doing all the stuff all the time right now?
Trying to.
Pretty much, yeah.
Trying to.
You been jacking it pretty hard, George?
I don't know what that means.
That's good. Well, I'm at the NBA Finals, and they're a good NBA Finals. They're a good NBA Finals. They're a good NBA Finals.
Whoa, what happened there?
And I really think, in my professional analysis, is that for Game 4, the Cavs need to repeat what they did in Game 3 and really come out in full force. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that.
That sounded weird.
There. But they need to come out in full force. Excuse me. I'm just going to skip that comment. But I'm really into these finals because I got to say here, I am not an impartial reporter on this one.
Oh, yeah?
No, I can't be impartial on this one because Steph Curry, man. Come on, Steph Curry.
What about him?
That's my boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a Steph guy, huh?
No, I mean, literally, that's my boy. He is my son.
Oh, he is not.
The result of a drunken hookup in 1987 in which I was caught without a Jimmy hat on my John Thomas.
Oh.
Wow, this is a shocking revelation. I always thought his dad was Del Curry, but yeah. No,
Del stepped in and did the honorable thing, gave him his name, but he's the spitting image of me.
Wow, okay.
Not really, from pictures we've seen of you.
Don't see it, but...
And I can really launch him from downtown, too. To win, I think that the Cavaliers, the keys to the game, here's Ribby's keys to the game.
All right.
They need to do more two-handed chest passes, and they need to run the picket fence.
All right.
Then they need to get the ball to Jimmy to let him score.
Jimmy.
And they need to fire a shooter.
What?
They need to fire a shooter.
Oh,
from the Hoosiers?
The drunk assistant coach. Yeah, I think you're confusing the NBA.
Thank you for your support, George. Seem impossible. All right.
Okay.
I talked to the Lebron after the game, and I'm going to present my exclusive report.
Wow.
With Lebron right here on Ticket AM and 3, 2, 1, and 1. Lebron, Ribby Paltz with the Paltz Newsletter. Did you feel like you did a good job out there?
Yes, we took it one day at a time, and we really enjoy playing basketball and running up and down the court, and basketball's fun.
And what are you going to do differently to really pull out this series and then go ahead and win the whole bunch of the games?
We're just going to shoot more baskets and get more points than the other team and enjoy playing basketball sports.
Thank you, Lebron. There you go, an exclusive record.
That was not LeBron
James. Didn't Ribby sound Paltz. Anything like.
Sounded a lot like our board operator, Jer, as a matter of fact.
Who? No one's ever heard of him.
Big,
I don't know
strong
what you're talking
Jeremy.
Ribby Paltz signing off in 3, 2, 1, and 1.
All right, there he is. Ribby from the finals, I guess.